This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning and thank you so much for inviting me.
Wow, okay. So, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
We are doing great, MUT crew. So those who've just tuned in, we've got our guest, Meltonya Mzimba from Educare Services. And thank you so much for joining. So, Meltonya, I have a few questions for you. So you can update us a bit on how you're doing with your Educare tutoring services.
To start with, I'd like to think that we are generally doing well, if
okay.
I can say.
Yeah.
It's obviously not an easy journey, but then as time goes, we try to develop ourselves. We try to reach out to as many people as we can. And
yeah.
It's been a very fruitful educational journey.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. So please tell us about Educare Services. When did it start and how many subjects you're offering to students?
Okay, so Educare was established in 2021, that is last year,
yeah.
And this is actually, I can't really say second year, I would say 1.5 years
okay.
in operation, and with regards to the subjects that we currently offering, we offer a variety of subjects from primary, secondary, and recently we just started also covering tertiary subjects as well. So we do not have set subjects that we say we only focus on this particular subject. We try to cater to what our clients need. Obviously, we do have those subjects that are common that we encounter a lot, like mathematics, Afrikaans, English, accounting, physics. But then we do also offer other subjects as well.
Oh, so you can prate, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, that's good. So I've heard quite a lot of what you're offering every subject. I just want to highlight that to the audience if they miss that, because it's a very good thing, we would say, as a tutoring company, you can do so many things at a time, yeah, in one unit, if I must say. Okay, so my second question is, what is the process or procedure of registering a tutoring company?
So with the process, I won't say it's really that difficult. You obviously have to engage with people who know so that you can get the accurate advice. But you first have to register the company with CIPC. And then you also have to get a BEE certificate if you do need one.
Okay.
But basically what they require would be your ID, your proof of residence, and many such documents. So you do not require, you have to be a qualified tutor in a certain subject. You just have to be learned or well learned in that particular subject and get your company documentation right. And the rest is who you associate with.
That's nice. Now I want to know, Meltonya Ogutena, what is the certification now of being a tutor?
So with regards to that, I think you have to be learned. And I'm saying this because we have variety of tutors that we're currently working with. We have tutors who are actually qualified teachers. We have tutors who are actually graduates who are well-learned in a particular subject. So let me say, for example, somebody who is qualified in an engineering course and they know more about mathematics, therefore they can provide tutoring lessons in mathematics, for example. And we also do have those who also just know really well about a subject. It's really dependent on how well your grades are and how good you know the subjects and how best you can teach it. So I cannot say there is a qualification that you have to go to school to qualify for to become a tutor. You just have to have a vast amount of knowledge in a particular subject and prove that you can actually be able to share that knowledge.
So now, even if you are not registered with a South African Council of Educators, you can be a tutor.
Yes, you definitely can be a tutor.
Oh, that's nice. Someone could ask Meltonya Ogutena, why do students need tutorials, and how effective are tutorials to students' academic journeys?
So tutoring, especially private tutoring, is very important in the sense that it supplements what we learn in school. So when we go to school, we in classrooms, there's different learners in the class. You know, every single one of them learns differently. Everyone faces their own challenges, and there's only so much that the teacher can pay attention to. Our teachers really do their best, they do, and but then there's always that gap. And tutoring, I can say, is not specifically to say it's for learners who are facing challenges. Tutoring is for everyone. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very beneficial in the sense that you learn a lot more when you are getting lessons that are being tailored to you, if I can say that, one-on-one, that face-to-face interaction with your private tutor, who is more like a peer to you,
yeah.
Because you'll then be engaging on the same level. And just with a bit of research that I've done, tutoring has been seen to actually improve academic performance at least by 20% in addition to classroom learning.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I want to agree with you, Meltonia, because I am a tutor, and I know for sure, Ugutena, at times the lecturers, they do not like enunciate everything to the students. So they need someone who's going to take them like step by step to understand something clearly. Yeah, I attest to that.
Okay. So, yeah, thank you for that. What are some of the strategies for teaching materials to students a tutor can use?
Well, personally, I say practice. The more you practice, the more you learn. We have theory that we go through, and the only way you can effectively learn something is to put that theory into practice, really. That's where you get to understand it much better. So with us at Educare, what we do is that do a rundown on the theory that learners need to know, but pay more attention on the practical part of it so that they can be able to learn. It's so sad when you see somebody who has learned so much theory, but then when you ask them in a practical sense, they cannot tell you. They can only narrate the theory to you. So that is what we're trying to avoid, because then you really can't use what you've learned.
Now, Matona, just a random question. We know, Gutena, we are not like equally gifted mentally or intellectually. There are students that need like a special attention for them to understand something. Does a tutor needs like a sort of a training to understand the learning disabilities some student can be faced with?
Yes, definitely. You do need to know the kind of learner that you're dealing with so that you can be able to best help them.
Yeah.
So what we do is that before we take in any full-time, or rather I can say long-term client, we do a pre-assessment. That assessment includes the learner's learning style, you know, the language, the ways in which they learn, how best they study, and how they adjust in classrooms. And what we do is we match them with a tutor with, I can say, similar characteristics. So now you have two people who learn in the same way, who understand in the same way, helping each other. So, like, if I can say somebody who is more practical in a sense, cannot be paired with somebody who prefers to read and read and read all the time. So we need to sort of like match them so that they have the same way of learning. It's what I said when I mentioned earlier on that it's more like the person is tutoring you. They're more like a teacher, but they're also your peer in the sense that you learn from each other. So you need to be on the same level. You need to be paired with somebody with the same or rather similar mental capacity so that you can be able to understand one another. I think it works best that way. So with the assessments, the pre-assessments that we cover, they help us to best know the learner, and then we will know, okay, this learner will be able to work best with this particular tutor.
That's nice. Since Metonia, there is no like strict procedure of registering a tutoring company. So how do I register it? I register as an NPO or as a profit organization?
Well, that now becomes your personal choice. Because, if you are registering it as a private company, then it means that your clients will be paying you and you'll be, it's a private entity on its own entirely. But then as an NGO, you're not making profits, since that's what you're saying. You're pledging that you're not going to make any profits from it. So it's free lessons provided in that case, and you'll probably have to rely more on funders for funds or fundraising, if I can say, so that you can be able to supplement the organization. But a private entity is more profit-based.
Sabelo, now, I was reading Ilokuzana, one of a description of a non-governmental organization. So, umayikhuluma ngalethi tena, even if we register, can be a profit organization or can be a private organization, it's still fine. It's up to you. It's your personal choice. Manje, Maltonia, this was a great conversation. Now, how can listeners connect with Educare Tutoring Services? I know, Gutena, they are interested.
Yes.
So people can get hold of us. We have a Facebook page that is Educare Tutoring Services. We're also available on Instagram, Educare Tutoring Services. And then they can also find us on WhatsApp, which I think is rather more convenient. It provides a more personal contact. The number is 076-015-8531.
Just a question, Meltonia, from a listener. I'm just going to take one question. Nkosinathi Maphumulo Mbumbulo. Uthena, I want to know from my sister, Uthena, how much do they charge? Do they charge or they're just a non-NPO, it's non-profit organization?
Okay, so Educare is a private company. It's an NPO, so we do charge. And the rates are variable in the sense that it's in different categories of tutors, and it depends on which one the person who's taking up the lessons is comfortable with. So it's like I mentioned, we have three classes currently available. So we have the qualified teachers. We have people who are graduates and well-learned, and then we have overall people mostly with a matric qualification, and they've got a vast amount of experience in tutoring. So the person would then have to choose between the three different classes who they're comfortable with. And with those, obviously, the prices are quite variable. I mean, a qualified teacher would be more expensive compared to somebody who is qualified by experience or matric or just a graduate degree. So they're quite variable in that sense. And also, it also depends on the lessons, because we offer contact lessons and online lessons. The online lessons are much more cheaper than contact lessons, because contact lessons have to include traveling and all other costs.
There is a question also from my friend Lonwabo Moduba from ECPUT. It's Cape Peninsula University of Technology. So I want to know from my sister. I want to know from my sister Ogutena, how do they conduct their classes?
So we offer them in person or online, and they're quite. I'm not sure when they say classes, because we do actually have actual online classes where it's a number of people. And then we do have the online private lesson where it's just yourself and your tutor.
Can you please just give us the numbers, the contact again, because I know, Gutena, the questions, I do have a question, but again, we're not going to get into that. Just tell us the numbers again.
Okay, so the number is 076-015-8531.
So 076-015-8531.
Yes, okay. That is correct.
Thank you so much, Meltonia Mzimba. Thank you so much. It was great having you on the show.
All right. Thank you so much for the invite.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.